It is 1 a.m. in New York, 8 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 1 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Nothing is going to change unless you do. Sorry to hit you with that truth bomb, but it is seriously the case. And we need to stop ignoring that. You just keep hoping that something will change or waiting for the right moment to start doing something new, but that's not how it goes. It's kind of like me with flossing. I know back in college, I had a conversation with my dentist and he said, you know, you should really start flossing because if you don't, then, you know, it creates a situation where you can get cavities in between your teeth and your teeth are tight together. So Sunday, this is really important. And of course, I walk away from my appointment with a professional and I don't change my habits. Well, actually, I do for like a week and then I go back to the old way. But you know how it goes. You don't do the thing you know you should change. You ignore it. Time goes on. Things are going on in the background that you don't quite realize are happening. It gets worse. And all of a sudden, you're making an appointment back with the dentist because you're in pain and you've got trouble. And now it is not only more painful, but more expensive and takes more time, right? It would have been much easier if I'd actually taken action on the thought, I should floss. How many times do we do that in our own life? Not with just flossing, but in our everyday, the thing that we have something going on, like a problem maybe in your relationship or something in your health that you know you're not paying quite enough attention to, or maybe even as a parent. And then the problem lingers and it gets worse. Right? So I want you to think about the thing that you wish you could change right now. What's that thing that you know you'd like to do differently? In 1 year, 2 years, three, four, five, it is not going to be the same level as it is now. In fact, it's going to compound and the problem will get worse or your yearning for that thing will get stronger. Maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe you want to get into a relationship. Maybe you want to up-level what you're already doing. Maybe you want to shift careers. If you're feeling that now, it's going to be stronger. Just like the hunch I had that I should floss became crystal clear when I landed in the dentist with a cavity. Right? So here's the thing. I really want you to focus on that thing that you'd like to change because nothing is going to change unless you do. I have a client who shared with me that she's been thinking about changing her industry for a long time. And when she went back and looked at when that thought started, it was, I think, 8 or 9 years ago. So that thought of I should change industry is still there because nothing has changed because she hasn't taken the steps to change industry. Well, right now she is actually taking steps, but it's those years of not taking action that add up and get stronger. The desire to do something gets stronger. And you might say to yourself, well, listen, I know what I want to do. So that's what I need, right? I'm clear on what I want to do. Clarity is good, right? It lets you know what you want, but clarity is like untapped potential. Clarity on things like I should eat more healthily or I should do more exercise is the same thing as I should floss, right? Clarity is kind of, doesn't get you very far. Like it's good, but it doesn't change the fact that I had to get a cavity filled. Clarity is untapped potential. But let's celebrate if you do have clarity, right? So clarity, let's say you have the clarity and maybe it is, I need to eat more healthily. What do you need next? You need effort. You actually have to do something, right? So maybe you buy healthy food that day. Or maybe if your clarity is around, you need to do more regular exercise. Maybe you went to a yoga class. Clarity is fantastic when you pair it with effort. That's called action. But the problem with that, and you know this, is that that action can wane off. It tapers and there's actually no impact. Going to yoga once doesn't change anything. Having salad once does not change your level of health. So clarity plus effort equals action, but it doesn't equal impact. What's missing is accountability. So clarity plus effort plus accountability equals impact. That means you finally get the results that you've been yearning for. So if you're the one who says, you know, I should eat more healthily, what you do then is you take that clarity and you fill your home with nutritious food consistently. For example, I have a client who has a delivery service of food, and it's like auto order every week the same nutritious food. Clarity plus effort and accountability, this automatic delivery of food, now we're seeing an impact. The entire family is eating differently because they have access to nutritious food consistently. That's impact. So maybe for you, you're focusing on exercise, right? You know you need to move more. You are willing to put in some effort. So you have a running buddy that shows up at your door at 6 a.m. Knock, knock. I'm ready. Okay, that's accountability. And then you start seeing an impact. In fact, once you start doing this regularly enough, if you've gotten that accountability in your life, it will start to be addictive in the best of possible ways. So for me, I really do enjoy eating nutritious food. So when I'm away from nutritious food, for example, when I go back to the Midwest and visit my family, my body craves green leaves, right? Your body changes. When you match clarity and effort and accountability long enough, it starts becoming your new default. So for example, I'm so happy that this year I've really nailed consistent, regular exercise frequently. I'm so excited about that. And I notice a difference. You know, if I'm traveling and I miss running that day, my body is so happy with the new routine that it moves me into action the next day so that I don't skip a beat. Clarity plus effort plus accountability is impact. So you get the results that you've been yearning for. Right? Today is that wake-up call. Nothing is going to change unless you do. And I really want to be able to help you make that change. You know, I remember one of my clients, one of the best examples I have for that is a client of mine was really clear that she wanted to find something more purposeful for her. And she shared with me that she really tried to think about what that would be. And she ended up spending 4 years thinking about it and making little efforts here and there, right? Between two countries and two continents, trying to figure it out on her own. But she had no accountability to take consistent action. It would be like hin und her is what I want to say in German, like from here to there, not consistent and not focused. 4 years of her life between two countries and two continents without feeling like she'd moved any further on the question of what's my purpose. Well, finally, she got so sick of thinking about it. She hired me. We started working together. We took that clarity. We focused on what are the right efforts for her. She had that accountability where she was exploring options, taking action, and reporting back to me every week. We're talking not just on the bigger questions of what she wants, what can she do that's more purposeful, but she was already showing up in new ways on her health. By session 6, only 3 months in, we nailed it. We nailed what her skills are, her passions, and what she wanted to do. And we spent the rest of our time building the business concept behind it. She launched her website, she started a blog, and what she does is brilliant. Not only that, she was exercising regularly, making time for herself, and feeling more energy and purpose. Right? So there you go. The difference. You are so capable of figuring this out. Maybe what's missing is accountability. And if you can feel the impact in just 3 months instead of spending 4 years with no results, it's worth it. So here are some tips on how you can stop this stagnation and start getting really clear so that your efforts lead to accountability and impact. Okay, it's time to get on with it. So first thing that I can offer for you, and I'm going to create a free guide for you to have a look at this. You have it in front of you in case you want to do this on your own. So here we go. Check out the free guide if you're listening to this and you want to do it in more detail later. Number one, where do you need clarity? Right? Where does it feel all fuzzy and tangled? What is it that you would like to feel clearer about? Write that down. The next step is, what has to happen for you to get more clarity? Maybe you need to do some research, or maybe you need to have that tough conversation. Maybe you need to do some soul searching or some reading. What has to happen for you to get more clarity? Number two, where do you have clarity? Right? Where do you actually see things and you know it's time to take action? What are the things that you can't unsee? For example, one of my clients is struggling with her health, and it's one of those things she can no longer ignore. Where do you have clarity? Number three, time to get serious. So ask yourself, for you to start making an impact, what do you need to do to start seeing results? Get really honest with yourself, even if it feels hard. For you to start making an impact, what do you need to do to start seeing results? List them. Number four, not a surprise, make a plan to start doing at least one of those and schedule in your calendar. Number four is make a plan. That thing you said you need to do when you were getting all serious with yourself, write that down, plan it in your schedule, and do it. Number five is the most important. That's get accountability. You put it in your calendar, but you can easily ignore the reminder when it comes up. To whom are you going to be accountable? Do you want to share it with a friend? Do you want to announce it on Facebook? Do you want a coach by your side to kick your tail when you say you're going to do it, but you don't? Find a source of accountability. We know from research that when we have an accountability partner, our likelihood of reaching our goal goes up to 65%. And when we have an accountability partner and we meet regularly, the likelihood of you achieving that goal goes up to 95%. Okay, so number five is a step you cannot skip. Get accountability. And number six is track your results. Watch the impact in your life. Okay, it is time to pair clarity with effort and accountability so you can start making an impact in your life. And you know, I don't want you to do this alone. That is why I'm so fired up about supporting you to make that impact in your life that you're yearning for. I've got a couple things that are going on for you that will help you take that next step. If you are listening to this episode as it comes out, then it's time to take action and take advantage of the free training I have coming up in November about staying in the prime of your life. You know, you're at your best, your most successful and most productive stage in your life, but you don't feel like it. Or you feel like that time, that being in your prime, is slipping away and you want to extend that. I have a free training on how to do just that, how to be or stay in the prime of your life before it slips away. Because not showing up in your life to make the changes that mean the most to you is like owning a Ferrari and keeping it in a garage, right? Don't be the guy who has the Ferrari and keeps it in the garage or only drives it around the block once or twice, you know, about 30 kilometers an hour. You are in the prime of your life. So let's find a way that you can be your best, your most successful, and your most productive. I don't even care how old you are. Let's tap into this idea of taking advantage of however old you are or wherever you are, making it the prime of your life to be more successful, more productive, at your best, and contributing to your life and your family and your community in ways that are in total alignment with what you want. Okay, so join me on my webinar. You'll see that in the show notes or the blog. And most importantly, don't miss the window to apply for the Impact Mastermind, where we couple expert insight, group accountability, and one-to-one coaching so that you can get crystal clear on the impact you're trying to make in your life, in your relationships, in your community, in your business, so that you can show up and make the changes that you've been yearning for. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I'll leave you with a thought from British author Mark A. Cooper. Life has no remote. Get up and change it yourself.